You're listening to WCOMLP, Chapel Hill and Carrboro, 103.5 FM. If not on your radio dial, then on your iPod button or something or other, however you get your radio. And here we are once again. Welcome to Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, bringing Carolina coast to coast and the speakeasy to your doorstep. Your host, Claudio, Renaissance man and bard of WCOM, has opened the doors of the speakeasy to invite you all to come in and come as you are, regardless, because this is radio, it's not TV. So you can find a seat and get comfortable in the place where you're always welcome and can always expect the very best.
We'd like to think so.
Yes, good morning,
Claudio. That was a clever little intro. Half of it was pre-recorded, and the other half was her just blending in because we almost slipped by 10 o'clock. That's what
right. It was. It was just the word going out. It's 10 o'clock! It's 10 o'clock!
Of course, we have the pleasure of having, I'm going to say, the mighty Whitey in the studio today, Alex Weiss. Even his German name suggests white, but we won't go into that. The political elements of that. He's here promoting his new album, which I think is an archival collection of a lot of different work.
A 25-year compilation.
Fantastic. Yeah. I'm looking forward to getting my copy.
Yes.
Before we go in that direction, but he's here for the hour, and we're going to discuss and take apart his album, play some of the tunes, but I just want to acknowledge my sponsors and all that jazz first, get that out of the way. Be done with it, and then we can...
You should mention that, aside from your version of the Mighty Whitey, I'm also Senor Blanco, Alejandro, and Alex Weiss.
I put that to music, baby.
Senor Blanco, Alejandro, y Alex Weiss.
Yeah, sounds schizophrenic, doesn't it?
Ask any Puerto Rican.
Multiple personality disorder.
Yes, but loving it.
Yes.
It goes well with the music.
Anyway. Go ahead.
So I want to acknowledge, I actually went back and spent a day as a demolitionist at the Carolina Theater of Durham yesterday. Of course, I want to acknowledge them as our sponsor. They've got the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival coming up in August, so look that up on carolinatheater.org. And just want to toot their horn that the theater is undergoing massive changes. It's, a million-dollar improvement put in by the city of Durham. And
great.
When it opens back up again, I think it's going to open up just long enough for the Gay and Lesbian Film Festival and then go back to construction mode. So,
and when is the festival?
Sometime in August, early August.
What's their website again? Is it
CarolinaTheater.org, I believe, isn't
it? Yes, that's it. And that theater is with T-H-E-A-T-R-E.
And that's how my theater is spelled, too.
Not E-R, but R-E, Carolina Theater.
There we go. And this, of course, is... Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater, spelled the same way.
Right.
On WCOM 103.5 FM, now that we've got that plug. I'm going to dedicate today's show to one of my beautiful animal children. And I think Alex has a dedication of his own a little later on, but I lost my dear, dear friend, Raggedy Ann, who was part husky and part fox, believe it or not. And small little creature, but the alpha female of my pack at home. Raggedy Ann, and she took her last breath sometime between late night and early morning. I buried her this morning before coming in. Sorry about that sad note over coffee first thing this morning, but I wanted to dedicate the show to her just to keep a memory of her alive.
Well, it's always good to recognize and appreciate what the animals in our lives can add to our lives and how much they are a part of us. It's not just an animal.
No,
it's another creature, another entity that shares a lot in our lives.
We couldn't be more enriched.
It's a sad thing, the passing, right?
Yeah.
So
I realized
we're commiserating with you.
I realized, thank you. I realized that, and didn't even think about it. She'd been with me for more than a decade and was 2 or 3 years old before she ever found me in the woods. And, I think her body just woke up one day and said, hey, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be here anymore. Yeah. Genetics aren't supposed to keep me alive this long. I don't know what the deal was, but all of a sudden there was just nothing I could do to keep her.
Well, it's a companion and she'll always be with
you. So long, Raggedy Ann. See you on the other side at some point.
Yeah.
Yes. So, Alex, so you were wonderful to say that you have a song you'd like to dedicate to Raggedy Ann.
I do. And this is on my compilation CD, The Adventures of Alex Weiss and Different Drum, now available. This song is cut number 6. It's called Not So Funny Valentine. And it's got a kind of, it's okay to feel sadness.
Absolutely.
Feel it, it's part of life.
It's not going to be a sad show overall, but this is just a dedication to Raggedy Ann. Oh.
was sweet. That was very sweet.
Thank you, Alex. That was, I could see her wagging her tail the entire time, looking at that smiling face. I want to read what it says on the back of your CD. I love the way this is put. This compilation is a musical story that is best appreciated from start to finish, like a book. I think that of most of your music anyway, Alex. It is Alex at play, in quotes, filling the canvas with colors and movements of sound, accompanied by an eclectic group of talented musicians. Listen closely, and you'll experience the best of what lives in all of us. Love, playfulness, sensuality, intricacy, lightness of being, vibrancy, and strength. Alex says these recordings are the ones that, over the years, he never gets tired of hearing. I agree. This is music that inspires and nurtures. It is music for the soul.
Leland Siang Weiss, my wife.
Yeah. She made that wonderful comment. She, I definitely agree.
That's great. And okay, where do people find this?
This CD is available primarily through me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It also is available at Regulator Bookshop on 9th Street mm-hmm. and Offbeat Music in Brightleaf Square. And we're having a CD release concert this Saturday, the 23rd.
That's why I can't come to my party. Right.
No, we can't. That's it's all happening at once.
And where's your CD release party going to be?
It's in North Durham. We have an acre of land. It'll be outside unless it's pouring rain.
Give them the website or contact info for this.
It's www.differentdrum.us. And the address is there on the website. And my cell phone number is 919-491-5089.
In case you want to go to the party, it'll be a great time. I wish I could be there, but I'm going to be putting on my own art thing.
There'll be catered food by the Mediterranean Deli, and he's donating his food, actually.
Oh, wonderful.
Oh, that's fantastic.
He's a very generous person, wonderful spirit. And also Four Leaf Farm, it's farm in our area, is contributing food.
I've heard
and
of them.
La Chinita, do you know who La Chinita is? Señor Blanco's esposa.
Aha, yes.
Yeah. My
Señor
wife.
Señor Blanco.
Yeah.
We have a multidisciplinary and multi psychologically involved person here.
The band is only three people, but six different. No. actually, it will be a five-piece ensemble. And,
the attitude is much bigger than the band.
It evolved because when we do Latin story, we also do storytelling.
Mm-hmm,
and
right.
Multicultural, but particularly Latin American mm-hmm. stories. And my wife is trilingual.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do storytelling, we do every fourth Saturday stories in the Durham Downtown Library.
Wonderful.
We say, well, it's La Chinita and Señor Blanco. Señor Blanco, like you said, is white,
mm-hmm.
Weiss.
Yes.
And also my hair is pretty white now.
Yes.
And La Chinita is the Spanish term for little Chinese girl.
Uh-huh.
It's not necessarily an endearing term, but
right.
I've been using it and she's come to accept it. You know, it's like, okay.
Yes, the tolerance that breeds with marriage.
We hope.
It's more of originally like a street term. Like,
uh-huh.
you know, and I'd seen it. We'd be walking down in Guatemala sitting on the sidewalk, a guy would
like,
go... Chinita.
Like you sexy thing.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm sure her wife kind of likes that idea.
Mm, well,
you
oh,
sexy
sure.
thing
she
after
said,
all these years.
She said you could call me that, but not anyone else.
Uh-huh.
No,
so
that,
she said.
That, speaking as a woman, that is extraordinarily irritating.
Mm-hmm.
We don't
well,
want
got
man
to accept this with
going by... And you'd just be like going over and knocking that right out of his mouth.
Hey, I remember back in the day when I had less weight on me in the Virgin Islands and I wore this purple shirt tied around mm-hmm. my waist and the little ladies would be doing some very similar things.
Were they?
Whistling and, ay, ay, senora.
Guys, yeah, maybe guys, most guys take it, yeah.
Because in the islands, women are 5-1, so, you know, the good-looking guys do stand up.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. uh-huh.
Yes, but that was long ago.
He's talking about himself, you know. Well, the good-looking guys stand up. Listen, Claudio, we've all seen your pictures on your website. I believe it.
Why don't we go into another song, and then we're going to go into a more intense interview with Alex Weiss. Alex, what song should we play
to
represent your album?
Let's move in a different direction and do a happier song.
Marvelous. I thought that Raggedy Ann thing was plenty happy. I could see her wagging her tail. I kid you not.
Let's do Soulful Tune Number 3. This is a harmonica song. I don't get to play harmonica that much with the band.
What
but
number is that?
It's actually my second instrument. It's number 14.
Number 14.
Yeah, down there.
And you're listening to Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theatre on WCOM 103.5 FM with Alex Weiss in the studio and my wonderful co-host Audrey Layden. This is Claudio.
Here we go. I like that.
Thank you, Audrey.
Very nice.
What was that title again?
That's Soulful Tune Number 3.
Uh-huh. Ah, okay.
Yeah. Terrific.
One of these days I'll get around to recording Soulful Tune Number 1 and 2 also.
This is, depending on which one of your personalities is going to be working at the time. Yes.
And how long I get to live.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, we have.
Details.
Happy birthday. We have to have a happy birthday
to whom?
Song.
Oh, is it your birthday?
Well,
it's not today, but he just recently.
July 5th, I turned 60 years old.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, happy birthday, kid.
Thank you.
He doesn't look like a day over 59.
I would have thought him younger than me.
Well.
It turns out I'm younger than he.
I'm older than both of you, so there.
Okay.
So behave yourself.
You get the trophy, kid.
Yes, absolutely.
So tell us about the inspiration behind putting this whole collection together. Yeah, I know that's a rather broad question, like the guy the interview sitting, what's it like to be you? And considering that a great question.
I'm trying to think about it. I think in terms of concepts, and I've, it just seemed like the next thing to do. There are actually other CDs I'm working on in different realms, like a CD for meditation and for helping healing. Well, mm-hmm. My wife's an acupuncturist,
right.
And I want to make a CD for her of really mellow stuff, real more ethereal, smooth, mm-hmm. probably not much percussion, very melodies that long.
Right.
Now so that's kind of, there's different projects I have, and when this one came along, well, I've been toying with this for years, and actually it was my wife said, no, don't do it. You have enough CDs already. I already have 6 CDs.
Now, the question I would have to interrupt you for a moment is this is obviously not exclusively stuff you've already got on other CDs. Is there more to it than that?
There's only one song that's not on any other CD.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I think we played it last time.
We probably did. Yeah. Over the years, we've played quite a number of
yours.
It
was one that was recorded over here in Overdub Lane when it was Overdub Lane mm-hmm. Back in like 1985. But most of it comes from the various CDs.
So what drew you, since even your wife objected to the idea, what drew you to want it all on one album?
Well, I guess it's like I have my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to put together. And I wouldn't really have to go in the studio. I mean, it's all there.
Exactly.
And it just seemed time, 25 years. It's it spans a good selection of my work.
Right.
When did this become available? I mean, is it brand new out?
It came out, well, technically it was released in June. But
okay.
I've been selling it, you know, from the back seat of my car.
Okay.
And at performances. We'll be down the road here at Weaver Street Market this Thursday.
All right.
Oh, perfect.
After hours.
After hours.
Which
Thursday
they've
hours.
Moved a little bit, so it's 6:30, so it's not so hot.
Uh-huh.
6:30 to 8:30.
Okay, and you'll be selling the CD there.
Yeah, the CDs are available whenever we perform.
And I've just noticed that the tapestry of work here is from 1986 to 2006.
So. Right, there are photos of all the different band members that have been in the band.
On the cover.
Well, almost, and probably not even all of them, but many of the different band members.
And there's a picture of a younger Alex on there, too.
A little bit younger,
just so I can rub it in.
It's about 12 years.
Oh, life has all sorts.
Alex
of
came walking in here this morning like, oh, God, I'm 60 now, like it's all over.
It's not all over. I don't say that, but I just want to make the most use of the time I have.
I totally agree. Yeah.
Well,
as an
we
artist,
just have
you
to let our listening audience, since we are not on TV, to know that Alex doesn't look like he's 60.
Yeah, you can
he doesn't.
You can go to the website and
guys,
check it out.
Guys, fit as a fiddle.
Yes,
check out the videos and this.
Yes. That's like, what is...
He jogs and what, you're trekking the Himalayas and
right.
What
we're,
else
we're,
coming up?
We're in training for a Himalayan trek in Nepal.
Wonderful. Now, how many miles?
Well, it's 2 weeks going up and 1 week coming down. It's going up 19,000 feet.
Wow.
My goodness, you're going to be chilly up there.
Yeah, the top part, we're buying all kinds of special clothing and preparing for it in a lot of ways, taking herbs and different things to increase red blood cells because you need to be able to breathe, make the most out of the
that's
air.
That's a pretty high,
it's
high
very
hike.
High.
How
very
do
high.
You get involved with something like that? I mean, you just call up and say, we want to go on a hike.
Well, you know what? It was my wife that actually did the calling and all the... But I've always wanted to go to the Himalayas. I actually made it to Africa, and then I got waylaid in the Nile and flew to Lebanon. And this was back in 1977 or 76. Uh-huh. And we never made it to... We wanted to go... to the Himalayas and to India, and it never happened. And then, of course, I just got involved in other things and raising children and traveling in other places.
But it's
but
not something...
when I almost died, I almost died in a motorcycle accident 2 years ago.
Right.
We actually did a show on that.
Right. Yeah. And when that happened, I realized two things. I felt like I could never... I didn't want to take the chance of riding again and getting hit by a car again because I didn't think I would survive. Or if I did, I would hate to see the condition I would be
in.
So
you've given up the motorcycle
so
altogether.
I gave up the motorcycle, but I need adventure in my life. And I always wanted to go to the Himalayas. And when I almost died, I realized, I better go now.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I'm 60. How, you know, I probably can't be doing this at 80, you know.
Maybe not.
Okay,
maybe so.
I'll keep trying. But
yes.
This is not Woody Allen. It just sounds a lot like him.
I'm wondering, you know, you just can't go over there and start walking up. I mean,
this is a lot of training.
Applications.
We belong to the Sierra Club, and they always print their different trips all throughout the world.
Okay.
And so this is a trek through the Sierra Club.
Okay.
And
that's what
and
I'm trying to find
my wife
out,
made
yeah.
the. She said, "Let's look at some of these," and we picked one we liked, and it's actually camping all the way. There's tents.
So you've got Sherpas and
so they're providing
good people with
they
you.
Provide the tents. We just carry day packs. My little trumpet's going up there.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
I saw that little thing last time you came in. That was really
for
cute.
Whom the bugle calls.
Yes. When we hike every weekend now.
Uh-huh.
We just did about a 9 or 10 mile hike. The one mountain in this area is Okanichi Mountain in Hillsboro.
Uh-huh.
We go up, down,
uh-huh.
up, down,
wow.
up, down. Three times up and down that mountain this weekend. One time One time we went from North Durham down to Club Boulevard to Durham, almost downtown,
uh-huh.
and then back. That was when it had just rained. It was too muddy. So, but we do different hikes throughout the trails.
Do you go over to our little mountains out west here, up like around Asheville? Or
it's
Boulogne,
too far.
Or?
You know, we went to Pilot Mountain once,
uh-huh.
and then we really need to be efficient about this.
Right.
And we spend too much time driving.
Yeah.
We need something. When we went downtown, we actually walk right out. We didn't drive anywhere. We walked from our house, and I found that there's a tobacco trail, mm-hmm. and there's enough sidewalk areas. I don't like walking on with the cars on the road.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's not fun.
I agree.
Right. But we actually found a way to go that we could walk all the way downtown. And so we vary it. We do different, mm-hmm. but every weekend we walk. And in the middle of the night, like I ran 1:30 this morning.
This morning, I know, it's amazing.
And then I did my yoga and stretches.
Right, right.
And I have breathing exercise. So it's we're training.
And you're doing this in November, right?
We're going in October.
You're going in October.
Yeah, and we'll be back in November.
In November.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Well, hopefully that'll be a place you can promote the album too. In that region, this will be international world music.
Absolutely.
My stuff is available through CD Baby.
All right.
So
I've been talking
with
mine on
I have sold CDs to people in Brazil and Europe, that contact me. And
How do you get things on CD Baby?
It was actually my bass player does a lot of our web stuff and a lot of that. It was the process is you just have to register it with them.
Oh, interesting. Because I've been advised to do it, but I'm not a computer whiz, so I haven't done anything.
They walk you through it. It's a program you send in, put in your information mm-hmm. and when it was written and
gotcha.
And who's
something to do.
It's not my forte either, but I try to put my music out there.
Well, talking about putting stuff out there, you're doing something this
weekend.
On
the same day he is, which is the reason I can't go to his thing on the 23rd.
Yeah, on the 23rd, this art sale and performance event.
Yes, at BMF Tool and Die. What's the street address on there?
Okay, 2901 Broadway Road, Broadway, North Carolina.
I think a lot of people get confused because there is a Broadway Road in Lee County, and then there's actual, the township of Broadway is in Harnett mm-hmm. County, so the event's going to be taking place in Harnett County. I've got a few inquiries about that yesterday, so I thought I'd try to make that clear.
Well, you've got your artwork that's going to be there, and it'll be available for sale, and there's going to be Ronnie Brown is going to be there with a bunch of other
bluegrass musicians. Whoever wants to drop in with an instrument.
It's at BMF Performance Venue.
BMF Tool and Die / Performance Venue, yeah.
Saturday, July 23rd from 1 to 8 p.m. And Claudio is going to be there performing 3 at 5 and at 7,
That's it, if I remember correctly.
Yes,
indeed. And throughout the day, there are just going to be musicians jamming. So there's going to be music all the time. And the art, I'm actually marking down. I'm doing a 30% discount on the art.
And your website to view the art?
It's www.claudioarts, that's claudioarts.com, and you can go to Claudio Arts Gallery on that and see a lot of the paintings.
Yeah, it's
and
it's
if you tell him I sent you, he'll give you a discount.
Absolutely. I promised Alex that, and that's ongoing. And that's ongoing for the rest of the year, so anyone that knows
Alex. Are you going to have any of your CDs available then?
Yes, I'm going to have my Seafarers books and also an archival CD of work that I did starting in the 70s to the 90s. Orchestrated
Fantastic.
Performances.
This place we live in is so jam-packed with talented people.
So not only do we have, do Alex and I have a lot of creativity in common, but we even pick the same days to do our thing on.
So, I don't know. People on the 23rd, you just need to do some circulating here.
That's it.
Create
a wide swath.
Yeah. I mean, go to one and then go to the other and then go back.
Tell us about yours again.
Well, the CD release, and it's also the CD release party, Himalayan Trek benefit. People donate another. We're asking donation for $15 for the CD release party and the food and the dancing and the fun.
Well worth it.
But for another $15, we're going to take pictures on our trail, on our hike, and make commentary. And put together a calendar, 2012 calendar, of the Himalayan Trek. Mm. And anyone that wants to donate will get a calendar mm-hmm. of our adventures.
That's a unique idea.
The ongoing adventures of Alex Weiss and La Chinita.
Señor Bianco.
Señor Blanco. Yeah.
Who is that on the top of the Himalayas there, waving a handkerchief?
with
his little trumpet.
Yeah. That's right.
I plan on jamming with the Nepalese, the Sherpas, also play music and chants.
They do, yeah.
They're Buddhist, and so I plan on sharing music with them. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Incredible. I mean, it's you go wherever you go. If you bring music with you, you find the music there, and it's
a way of connecting.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And totally. Who knows? I might be able to get my hands on one of their Nepalese drums.
Wow! 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 Wow!
Well, pick us another song.
Sure. Let's
do one.
If you
don't mind playing a few more.
Well, Claudio, what do you want to hear a vocal, the only vocal on there, or do you want to hear one with rhythm, drums?
That's a tough choice. Let's go the Alex route there with the drums.
Yeah. Let's do. Okay, this is number 16. This is actually a Nigerian melody that I picked up years ago.
Here we go. Maybe we don't go. There we go. What was the title of that?
That's called Ifilayu.
Ifilayu.
Ifilayu. In love there is happiness.
Uh-huh.
And that's what language is that?
Well, it's probably, I'm not sure actually.
Okay.
It's from Nigeria and possibly it could be Yoruba.
Okay.
But I'm not Yoruba. Exactly sure. I got this way back from, the melody was on an album by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers with Yusuf Lateef on saxophone an African, West African rhythm section. And then I happen to have in my band, our alto sax player is a professor of African studies at UNC. And she has spent time in Nigeria as well as South Africa. And actually, she's in Nigeria right now as we speak because she can't make the gig at Weaver Street.
That was her excuse.
But she told me, "Ifi layu means in love there is happiness."
All right.
And I was saying it, "Ifi layu," and she says, "No, they say it like this, Ifi layu."
Ifi layu.
Ifi layu. Just to remind everybody.
The right syllable.
Remind everybody tuning us in here that this is Claudio Speakeasy in Radio Theater on WCRM 103.5 FM with my co-host Audrey Layden sitting in one corner and, of course, the inimitable Alex Weiss with of a different drum sitting to my left.
I do want to mention, because I always forget about this part, is I lead this band Different Drum, but I'm also a freelance musician and composer. I teach congas and West African drums. I teach recorder and blues, folk, country, harmonica.
Mm.
And I do storytelling along with my
harmonica.
Wife. Yeah, I teach harmonica.
Blues harmonica.
Blues, sure.
You play blues harmonica.
Yeah, that was my first. I started with
Next
the blues.
Next time you come in, you have got to bring a harmonica.
I will do that.
Absolutely.
Well,
you know you're free to bring any instrument you want to bring.
I know, I thought of it. Well, yeah. I mean, the instruments are always in the car, mm-hmm. You know.
You got them in the car. You want to go get something and play it? Absolutely. Audrey and I can keep the thing going. You go ahead and get your instrument.
I'll get a little harmonica. Yeah.
That would be great.
Wonderful.
Super cool.
Alex is going
hasta
to get
luego.
His harmonica.
Hasta luego. We have to do something so he can get back in.
Yes, we do. Actually, I'll follow him to the door. You go ahead and wedge the door.
Why don't we put on another piece of music?
Just wedge the door when you go out.
Okay.
There we go. And actually, yeah, let's play another Alex tune. Alex, pick one before you go. That'll get us out of trouble.
How about Nourishment?
Nourishment, that's number three.
This is
on Alex's new compilation album. Different Drum, that's Nourishment, number three on the album. Thank you. Nourishment by Alex, who just went and got his harmonica.
And I think it was a beautiful lead-in to what we... I mean, have this guy here is absolutely terrific because you just mentioned something like, oh, you do harmonica? Oh, you do blues? And out he goes and gets the harmonica.
Oh, you've got it in the car?
Yeah. Yes.
So we donated, we dedicated a song for Raggedy Ann, and this one's for you, Audrey.
Oh, love it, love it, love
now,
it.
Now, this song, the story behind this song is when I first, I was a trumpet player first, and mm-hmm. I played in rock and roll and in a blues band, and I liked the blues, but I particularly liked one song that in those days was it was on an album by the Lovin' Spoonful. It was called Night Owl Blues. And we're talking before CDs, before mm-hmm. cassettes. You know, I put on that album and I would listen to this one song. It wasn't never a popular song on the radio station. It was just on this album. And it featured John Sebastian on harmonica, which he didn't usually play. I really liked this song. So I went out and got the right key harmonica and I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. And in those days, I didn't drive. I'd just play harmonica whenever I walked to the schoolyard, to school, wherever, to friend's house. I'd walk and play and keep working on it. And then I'd go home and put on a record. It took me 2 years, measure by measure, little bit by little bit, to finally learn that song. By the time I learned that song, people were calling me a harmonica player. Because in the process, I learned the instrument.
Yes.
So here's the song called Night Owl Blues.
All right.
So do we need to switch off our mics and just leave yours on? Would that be better for...
We'll do it. Go ahead.
Yay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm sitting here grinning ear to ear.
That was gorgeous. That was gorgeous.
That was blues for you.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Night Owl.
Night Owl Blues.
Night Owl Blues. And you opened for B.B. King moons ago.
I did.
Of course, you opened for Tierney Sutton when I met you, and I was stage managing at the Carolina Theater.
That's true.
And you said you got a... that looks like a very little harmonica.
This is the common... style.
Just plain
blues,
old honer?
Blues harmonica, yeah. And there's the other style is a chromatic harmonica.
Right. This is called big giant one.
Yeah, but this one for blues, country, folk, yeah. What you do is you bend the notes. Hmm. See, now we're entering the teaching aspect.
Yes.
Explain that, Lucy.
And when you could bend the notes, you can get the notes that are in between because the harmonica doesn't have all the notes like a chromatic harmonica or a piano.
Right.
So you take a note. That's what I did at the end. You hear me bending?
Yes, yes.
And it creates that bluesy sound.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
It takes a little while to get that knack. But once you can do that, it opens up what you could do. You could play in different keys. You could do minors. You could play melodies that don't, you know, it adds a different sound.
It's amazing what comes out of that little bit of an instrument, much you can do with it. And it's so powerful.
Yeah, if you notice that all the most of the instruments I play, I'm becoming the king of little instruments.
Uh-huh.
Yo Soy El Rey de Pequeñas Cosas. Because like the harmonica, my recorders, I even play a little Sopranino recorder. It's about that big. And then there's the pocket trumpet.
Right.
The only thing that I have to schlep around is the congas there. They're big and heavy. But when we travel, I take the bongos.
That's what I'm saying. This is a traveling man, and he takes his music wherever he goes.
Yeah.
And so he uses the smaller instruments. That's beautiful.
I've got a little djembe I keep at home just to play with. I don't necessarily know how to play it, but every once in a while I'll get into some out of the blue rhythm.
Well, my first drum was a dumbek, and that was when I was traveling in the Middle East. I bought it in the marketplace in Syria, in Damascus, actually.
Interesting.
And that was my first drum. And I played with a belly dancer for a while in Arizona.
Perfect. I can see that.
Fascinating backgrounds here. Yeah.
Is there another tune you'd like to promote the album with?
You mentioned, let's do one that is a vocal. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is recorded at another house concert of ours. So this is somewhat live. This is live.
That's something we should expound on. You do house concerts, but primarily at your house.
So far, unless, hey, you know.
I actually go to people's homes and do it myself. So.
House concert? You want a house concert? Give me a call. We'll do it.
You got a house? We got a concert.
Lessons. We also do residencies in the schools, you know, educational hands-on multicultural residencies and workshops and storytelling.
And plug your contact information one more time.
Differentdrum.us is the website. You know, a lot of information on that website. www.differentdrum.us. This next tune is going to be Numero Nueve.
Nine.
Number nine. Very good, Claudio.
Number nine.
and so this is recorded live at one of our house concerts several years back, and it features Claudia. Claudia. Gomez is her name, and Hector Cano. Hector was they're from Colombia, and Hector played in the band for about 2 years. Now they're back in Colombia. We still keep in touch.
All right.
But his wife she's a beautiful singer, and so she joined us on this song, and features her on vocals. And this is a Cuban standard called El Caritero.
A caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte, a caballo vamos pa'l monte.
And once again, that was Alex Weiss and Different Drum. There's a CD release concert, Himalayan Trek benefit, coming up on the 23rd at his place. I'm going to let you expound on that.
And that was one of the songs from the new CD.
It's all been the new CD today.
The Adventures of Alex Weiss and Different Drum, available through me or at Offbeat Music in Brightleaf or at Regulator Bookstore.
Wonderful. I envy you your trek through the Himalayas coming up.
I will talk to you when we get back.
Absolutely good. Yeah, catch us up. We'll do a show on it. Ah, that's good music. I'm looking forward to listening to this whole thing when I get home.
Well, that, besides throwing in a little bit of the harmonica there, I mean, do you have a CD? You said you've got six other CDs. This is your newest.
Yeah.
And this is a compilation of your favorites from all the others.
Some
but do you have one where you are really doing the bluesy harmonica?
There's there is none.
That's the next
there's
one. Do one.
a couple of songs on here have harmonica, but they're not they're not in blues style.
Okay.
They're more in one of my inspirations was Lee Oscar. He was the harmonica player for War back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And Lee Oscar went on to make plenty of beautiful harmonica music, very melodic style, and he uses the whole spectrum of the harmonica. And those two songs happen to be kind of more in his style of playing.
It's a pity that's so rare these days that to hear the harmonica anymore.
Really? I hear it wherever I go.
Well, you
carry it in your head.
Well, this is really an excellent compilation of
Thank you, Audrey.
You've done over the last 20 years.
25. But who's counting?
Well, it says 86 to 2006, so isn't that 20?
Oh, is that 20?
That's what it says on here.
Yeah.
He can play, but he can't.
But it extends that. It breaks
only
the limits.
Three kinds of people in this world, those who can count and those who can't.
and what exactly are we saying here?
I think he's identified himself.
Yes, I think he has, yes.
Anyway, we've got good things coming up.
So definitely...
thank you for having me on.
My
absolute
pleasure.
You're inspiring
connection. And I look forward to collaborating on some of the story stuff we spoke of earlier that we'll make the audiences aware of as we go.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wonderful having you on. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theatre. John Paul is standing by for his show. And we want to plug your event one more time.
This Saturday, July 23rd, at the festivities start at 3, but the concert starts at 5. And this is at 706 Lakeview Road. It's our house in North Durham.
That's his CD release party.
Yes.
For the new CD that you've been listening to here.
And this is going to be outside?
If weather permitting,
because you've got an acre of land. That's nice.
And he's got lots of space under the roof, too.
Yep. I'm just thinking when
you've been there.
I've been there.
When I finally get my little house built up, I'm going to have a little house that will probably not fit too many people, but I'm on 5 acres.
That's okay.
So I've had some people who want to come and do a blessing on the land with their drums and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to actually having a roof up on something someday. I've got a well.
I have a friend that lived in tents for the first 2 years until she built.
I lived in an army tent, but unfortunately, I only did it for 3 months. I had a great big 40-foot army tent down there. And unfortunately, everybody has 5-point-something acres down there. Everybody's built their own little thing, but there are enough people around who are not going to be happy with somebody tenting. I mean, there's all these covenants.
And I want to give one more plug to anybody that wants to come to my artistic event, which is also on the 23rd. I think it'll be a different crowd than what Alex is drawing in Durham. We're talking Broadway, North Carolina, and it's going to be an art and performance event.
So if you're in the north, you go to Durham, and if you're anywhere else, you go down to Broadway.
And it'll be from 1 to 8 p.m.
2901 Broadway Road, Broadway, North Carolina.
Is that near Fayetteville?
In Harnett County. Yeah, it's in that direction.
And you can go to claudioarts.com and find out.
Absolutely. And it's actually between Sanford and Lillington.
And it's Broadway. Qualifies.
It's Broadway. Broadway from Broadway in New York.
Did a
special in Broadway just because of the name of the town.
Yeah. Okay. So
anyway, that's us. This is Claudio Speakeasy and Radio Theater on WCUM 103.5 FM. We've had the inimitable Alex Weiss on board with us and, of course, my co-host Audrey Layden. Thanks for tuning us in. You keep us tuned in, and we'll keep you turned on. Until next time, cheers.